In Oswego, New York, the waves of Lake Ontario crash against large rocks that protect Rich Bowman's house. The lake is down from record high levels this spring, but it's still 20 inches above normal, which is why Bowman is thankful for this new barrier in his backyard.
This is what's pretty much saving everybody now.
The rocks were paid for with state aid, but there's more work to be done at Bowman's house. New York approved $15 million in flood aid for residents, but State Senator Pam Helming, the author of that legislation, says it's not enough, and she fears that may go overlooked in Washington, D.C.
You know, the Houston flooding, it's a horrific natural disaster, but I want to make sure that our property owners and our business owners along the southern shores of Lake Ontario aren't forgotten.
U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand does not think the hurricanes will hurt her home state's effort to get federal aid. She notes that Congress recently approved more funding for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
We will always make more money available if there's more national disasters. We are not going to pay one national disaster but not the other.
FEMA is currently assessing damage in New York State. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Payne Horning.